The planting season is still several months away for Illinois farmer Thomas Martin. But he's excited about the future, a future that could see more of his products available to the once off-limits island nation of Cuba.
We grow a lot of non-GMO and hard endosperm corn, which goes almost exclusively into export markets. So we definitely would see a benefit for our own operation.
Lifting the embargo, Martin says, could help him increase his profits by 15%. Sending his products to Cuba, which imports about 80% of its food, would have been unheard of for his father.
The entire time my father and my uncles would have been farming, we have actually had an embargo in place. It's been over 54 years that we have had that market not open for us here in the U.S.
Martin is among a group of farmers pushing lawmakers to lift the embargo. But even before President Obama announced the opening to Cuba, products from Illinois fields were already reaching the Cuban people. Mark Albertson is with the Illinois Soybean Association.
Agriculture has been exempt from the embargo thanks to the Trade Sanctions and Reform Act under Bill Clinton. But we still have to jump through a lot of hoops.
One of the hoops is that the U.S. cannot extend credit to Cuba. The Cubans have to pay in cash up front.
And that makes us very uncompetitive. And we've seen a dramatic decline in our ag exports to Cuba in recent years.
We believe that economic development is freedom.
Paul Johnson is the vice chair of the U.S. Agricultural Coalition for Cuba.
And what we do is represent U.S. agriculture in our efforts to improve trade relations with Cuba.
Johnson says by ending the embargo and extending credit to Cuba, the United States becomes more competitive, especially because of its proximity to the island.
I think business companies are quite excited about those opportunities.
So excited, in fact, that spaces on a trip to Cuba Johnson is leading filled up quickly. Farmer Thomas Martin is one of about 75 agriculture and business representatives traveling with Johnson to the island nation in March. It will be Martin's second trip to Cuba, and while he is optimistic about future trade, he is also realistic about the challenges.
There's definitely a lot of issues we have to work through with human rights. As both a farmer and a Catholic, you know, I definitely saw that there's a lot of churches closed there, and that's something that definitely concerns me in Cuba is their human rights record. That said, 54 years of our embargo has done very, very little as far as improving the human rights conditions in Cuba.
It's time to try something new.
In his State of the Union address, President Obama called on Congress to begin the work of ending the embargo. And Martin hopes when it comes time to drive his corn and soy to grain elevators next year, more of it will eventually find its way to Cuba. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Bloomington, Illinois.